Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, February 12th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and Glenn's gotta go. Many crews and passengers got caught in the storms that have brought Washington, D.C., the Midwest, along with the majority of the East Coast, to a standstill starting last weekend and continuing into this week. It is likely that this weekend's travel will also continue to experience the fallout from the recent stormy weather. When the operation causes us to misconnect or become illegal for our scheduled trip, the contract provides specific criteria for reassignment through Section 8J or 12I when at the home domicile. Reassignments away from home are covered in Sections 9I, 9K, 12Q, and 12R. A reassignment must comply with legalities for her or his next scheduled assignment, including 30 and 7 and 8 and 24 domestically, 24 and 7 and 1 and 7 for both operations, and must fall within quarterly and monthly maximums. In addition, domestically, flight attendants may not be reassigned to more than one ID. Internationally, a flight attendant may not be reassigned to more than one ID if the original assignment was 4 days or less, and to no more than two IDs if the original assignment was more than 4 days. Reassignment priority should first be given to reassigning an ID in the same operation, domestic or international, the same number of days and the same number of hours as in the original ID. However, if these preferences are not available, the company has the ability to make a reassignment to recoup the lost time, and the flight attendant will be paid the greater of the two assignments. If a flight attendant is subject to reassignment when losing only part of the original ID, the crew desk should do everything possible to schedule a reassignment on the same day and avoid holding the flight attendant for assignment for the following day. Also, the reassignment may not interfere with previously unassigned days preceding vacation days. Although, if the reassignment infringes upon the start of vacation due to a late arrival, that vacation day will not be restored unless the minimum monthly days off requirement has not been met. Notification of any assignment or reassignment for line holders or reserves must be accomplished in person or through telephone conversations. Flight attendants in the purser position are not responsible for informing the rest of the crew of a delay or schedule change. These notifications need to be handled by the scheduler. Text messages, ATARs, or other non-approved forms of notification are not acceptable for reassignments. ACARS messages may relay a request for the flight attendant to contact scheduling upon arrival, and if the flight attendant receives the message, she or he may contact the crew scheduler once safely able to do so. When required to contact the company at a later time for a reassignment, flight attendants are only required to contact the crew desk at a prearranged time once per day, encompassing the additional 24 hours. For example, if the scheduler is not able to make an immediate reassignment when contacting the flight attendant about the change in the ID, which could take place after checking in for an ID at the airport, the prearranged contact time should not be scheduled until the following morning. A reassignment may not be made in an attempt to recoup time lost earlier in the month. Additionally, a reassignment may not be made if there is no time to recoup. For instance, if a flight attendant has 2 5-hour one-day trips back-to-back and the first trip turns into a 10-hour two-day trip, there should be no reassignment for the second one-day trip that the flight attendant can no longer work. Lastly, remember that flight attendants have the option to decline the reassignment if the number of reserves is equal to or greater than the projected number of flight attendants needed for the specific time of the reassignment. Keep in mind that the crew desk considers many factors in determining what adequate reserve coverage means, and declining a reassignment is ultimately based on operational needs. However, when you decline a reassignment, your line projection and guarantee will be reduced by the amount of the original assignment or time lost in the ID. More information on reassignments, including examples, is available on our website. As the senior designated reserve may have changed this month with the reassignment of reserve letters, some of us may be flying reserve for the first time in a few years. This may introduce questions about how reserve guarantee pay is applied. Section 5D of our contract stipulates reserves are guaranteed 10 hours of incentive pay in addition to base pay of 65 hours. At all domestic domiciles, the 65-hour base pay is determined on Section 5.A.1 of our contract. The 10 hours of incentive pay are based on hourly rates of pay also in the same Section 5A.1. According to our contract, we are paid the greater of scheduled or actual hours flown. At the end of the month, the dollar value of your reserve minimum is compared to the sum total of each activity with accredited flight time calculated at the respective rate of pay for domestic and international. You are paid the greater of the two. Examples have been provided on our website. Contact your local council with any additional questions. The MEC Benefits Committee was made aware this week of a billing error for 2010, which affects a small number of flight attendants and their dental insurance premiums. If you are direct billed for your benefits, this includes flight attendants that are on voluntary furlough, medical and operational leave of absence, and have the traditional dental plan, you may be affected. This error occurred only to direct billed flight attendants who have coverage for employee plus spouse or domestic partner or employee plus children for the traditional dental plan. Flight attendants who are covered as a single or as a family are not affected. Any flight attendant who is payroll deducted for insurance premiums is not affected. A transposition of the two rates for these tiers in the computer system caused affected flight attendants to be billed either 84 cents too much or 84 cents too little per month. United's Benefit Service Center is updating the record of affected employees, and a new billing coupon for the period of January 1st through March 31st will be generated and mailed within 48 hours of the correction. All corrections are expected to be completed by Monday, February 15th, 2010. If you were billed too much, you will see a small credit and any amount due. And if you were not billed enough, you will see a small charge for each month and any amount due. If you are a direct billed flight attendant with traditional dental benefits in these two tiers and have questions regarding billing, you can contact the Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188. That's 888-825-0188. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. With the recent stormy weather, it is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we may fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize injuries caused in turbulence or chop, stow all but necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts full of coffee pots and glass bottles. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. FAOM pages 14.20.1-3 cover the precautions we can take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. FAOM page 14.20.3 states that when we confront moderate chop to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, leave the cart at its present location, and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. If turbulence persists through descent and the prepare for landing announcement is made, the cockpit should direct flight attendants to remain seated, and we should immediately advise the cockpit if the cabin and galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. Yesterday, AFA retired volunteer Jerry Butts recorded the latest industry editorial about management's desire to continue the bankruptcy concessions. Don't miss out on listening to this message. Dial 1-800-DEAR-AFA and select option number 5, or listen at unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.